welcome to Unstuck, the podcast for solo business owners who want things to feel better. I'm Libby Langley, business coach, author, and your honest voice of reason when business starts to feel a bit messy. Each week, I help you get unstuck from whatever's holding you back, whether that's overwhelm, overthinking, or offers that just don't quite work, so you can build a business that actually works for you. Here's this week's episode. What happens when you outgrow your clients? It's a very scary place to be because these people are, you know, they've helped you build your business, right? They've been with you from the start. You know, you've got kind of gratitude and loyalty and you get comfort and love and friendship from these people. But what happens when you've outgrown them and you need to move on to something else? That's what I'm talking about in today's episode of the Unstuck podcast. So welcome. You're in a good place. And it's a scary old thing, right? I mean, I definitely know that over the years I've felt this and been through this. And it is really tough because there's fundamentally nothing wrong, right? You still like these clients. You still perhaps enjoy their company, but what you're doing with them no longer serves. And sometimes you can get to the stage where actually you know that you're no longer the best person to support them. And that's a really tough realization because it's like, I don't know, you know, if your kids leave home or something, it's like, off you go, onto pastures new. And we have to just accept this as a kind of rite of passage in business, I think, really, because it happens, you know? We have a kind of emotional loyalty to clients and offers as well that no longer light us up. And, you know, clients and offers, they're sometimes the same, but they're sometimes two different things because you can really enjoy working with people, but you don't like the container that they're in anymore. Or you can really like the container, the service, but the people in it are no longer right for you. And I know over the last couple of years, when I transitioned away from doing one-to-one anymore, there were some people that I really, really enjoyed working with. But I just didn't like. I didn't like the one-to-one. It's really hard to say because, you know, I want to say that I got fed up with having the same conversations each week, and that's absolutely doing a disservice to the people that I was working with. So if you guys are listening, that's not it's not how I mean it. What I mean is that I felt like it was becoming. Well, no, maybe that is what I mean. I felt like it was kind of becoming too repetitive and there was only so much I could do. That was the frustration, I think, really. There's only so much I could do. And I like to be able to make a difference and solve things. But when you're talking every week to the same person, not much changes, right? Because there's only so many hours in the week and there's only so much people can do. And these problems do keep kind of resurfacing. So it's not like you go around in circles. But the same things keep coming up and it's like, okay, well, last time I said do this. Have you done that? No. Okay. And there is a kind of level of frustration there to a certain extent. And so I felt that I had outgrown that service. You know, one-to-one stuff is great if it's a one-off or a two-off or something like that. Particularly one-offs are really good fun because you can go in, make a big difference. That's it. But the constant, you know, the every week one-to-one is kind of a different thing for me, for sure. You know, maybe a monthly one-to-one is different, but a weekly one-to-one, certainly I kind of felt like it no longer lit me up. However, the clients who had that service, never any questions about them, right? To me, they're kind of completely different things. And I really cared about them and I really wanted to see them do well in business. And there's not many people that I've worked with over the last, I don't know, say 5 years, certainly 3 years, that I'm not still in touch with in some way, shape or form, even if it's just being connected on social media and we sometimes kind of like each other's posts. I always like to see what's going on and what people are doing. And when I transitioned from one-to-one to my group, my Unstuck community, there's a couple of people within that community who I have previously worked with one-to-one. And that's really nice. Three, I think, actually. That's really nice to know that, and to know that the relationship is there. So in that regard, kind of not, certainly not outgrown the clients, but outgrown the container. And I think for all of us, you know, I think that you do get to the point where you need other voices or you need something slightly different. And it's really nice when that happens. It's really nice when you're able to continue the relationship and maintain the relationship. That's something to be really proud of, because it shows that you're doing a good job, right? And that you like each other and you trust each other and you support each other. And it is true that these people have helped build your business. You know, there is this gratitude, comfort, love, support with people. And I think that's a really nice thing to have in business. And for me, certainly, it's the relationships with the people that make or break it for me. It's the enjoyable part. But conversely, it can feel really disloyal to people to change direction when they're still here, you know, when they're still part of it. And there was certainly one client who I'd come to the end of most of my one-to-one stuff. So a couple of people had worked with me a few years ago as one-to-one and have now joined my Unstuck community. But there was one client who we were still working together one-to-one. And I knew that I just didn't want to do it anymore in that way, but I wanted to still work with her. So she actually transitioned directly across to my community. And it was great because she slots in, she shows up when she needs to, she's got the WhatsApp group for support. And it's really nice because actually I think that there's less pressure, but there's more support, which is great, you know, which is a really good thing. But I felt really kind of disloyal, awkward, uncomfortable in saying, I want to do this anymore. I just don't want to do it. And it's not you, it's me, because that's 100% true. But I don't like this container anymore. And actually, when you are honest with your clients, everything becomes easier, because being able to have that conversation and just say, I just don't want to do it. I just, you know, this is what I'm going to do instead. And it was great. And, you know, transitioned across in the community, been in the community for over a year, my Unstuck community, and it's great and it all works out. But that fear of having that conversation, oh my God, what are they going to think about me? It can be really difficult, but it isn't ever disloyal to change your business to the business that you want. Never, 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 never. Okay, so I want you to remember that. And also holding yourself hostage to what used to work doesn't serve your clients, right? It doesn't benefit your clients or you. There's no point in I'll just keep that client because I like working with them. Yes, but you don't want to do that thing anymore. So don't do that thing anymore. And you have to just be brave and know that, and know what it is that you want. Have conviction in yourself and understand what it is that you really want your business to look like, how you want it to be shaped. That's so important. And it is especially hard when you really like them, but you no longer feel, you know, what, lit up by the work that you're doing with them. It is a tough situation to be in. But, you know, you're the boss of your business, right? You get to choose, you get to decide, and none of this is ever personal. And you can say, absolutely, this ain't about you. This is about me and my business and the way I want my business to go. And most people are pretty understanding about that, right? And particularly if you're going to end working with them completely and you help them find somebody else who can do the thing that they used to do, that's a winner, right? That shows that you do really care and you do really want to do it. You know, if you hold on too long, if you know that you want to change and you want to do things differently, but you don't, it can create a real kind of stuck feeling and also resentment, perhaps. And certainly I never wanted to get to the stage where I resented these absolutely gorgeous clients who were having, you know, paid for to have my one-to-one support. I never wanted to get to the point where I resented having to deliver what they'd paid for, because that was our contract, that was our agreement, that was what I wanted to do at the time. So, you know, you making the change, and sometimes even if you are kind of midway through a contract or an agreed term, however you work, you can always have the conversation to say, how do you feel about doing this instead? And often people are really kind of open to that. And it stops you getting into this kind of resentment cycle of over-delivering and secretly wishing that they didn't keep renewing with you, which is just rubbish, you know. Or you end up dreading certain calls or delivering certain things, but you kind of keep going because, oh, they're lovely. You know, they're lovely people. But they would be mortified, I'm sure, if they knew how you felt, right? If they knew that you wanted to move on to something else, because your heart's not in it, and your heart has to be in what you're doing in order for it to maintain integrity and to be really, truly valuable to both parties. So important that you love what you do as much as they love getting the support from you or the service from you. It's just essential in business. It doesn't work otherwise as a solo business owner if you ain't in it fully, right? And if you don't make the decision to talk to them and to do what you really want to do, then over time, it kind of really erodes your joy, your creativity, and your clarity, because you can't create stuff from a position of resentment. You can't do what you really want to do. You know, you're kind of scrambling to fix stuff or to sort stuff rather than having the true freedom to be and do and have what you actually genuinely want. And nobody, no client in the world would wish that on their service provider, right? For sure. Because we're all human and we're all nice people. And resentment is really your body's way of saying, this no longer fits me. This ain't right. This is not serving me. I am not enjoying this. So do listen to what your body is saying to you and your mind is saying to you, because, you know, you're the one who knows you best, right? There is a big difference between pivoting and abandoning when it comes to this kind of realization of your clients and or service no longer fitting. The main difference is that you're not dumping anyone. It's not like texting to end the relationship at all. This is an evolution. This is an evolution of you and of your business, and ultimately will result in a better, more rounded, more holistic, more all-encompassing service, right? It's definitely a good thing. And the difference between pivoting and abandoning is that pivoting means that you're taking people with you, yes? But taking them with you if they still feel aligned, right? Now, it might be that that client is just no longer a fit for you, or you've gone as far as you can. You know, for example, if you work with startup businesses, there gets to be a point where they're no longer a startup business, right? And so that's where you can transition people to somewhere else or offer a different level of support or, you know, work in partnership with someone else that you hand people over to you. But you'll know kind of what that point is. And abandoning would be just ghosting them. I mean, I can't even imagine ever doing that in my business. But I guess it must happen. You know, you hear about it happening, that people are trying to book final sessions and the provider just no longer responds to people. I feel there's a real cowardice in that, because, and a real fear in that. It's not fair, right? I'm all about fairness. Well, I'm autistic, you know, we live on things being fair, and we'll argue the point about things being fair until we're blue in the face. But if you have agreed to deliver something, then you've got to make sure your terms and conditions are really watertight so everybody knows exactly what it is. And if you're relying on people to book the thing, then give them a time frame within which that must be delivered, right? Because it's no good 2 years later somebody booking something, you're like, oh Christ, I don't want to do that anymore, if the terms and conditions weren't clear. So that's on you to be able to, us as business owners, as service providers, to make that stuff really, really clear for people. So there is no ambiguity there. And so if you change your mind, if you move on, then that's done with. And I had a client, one of the clients actually that I worked with one-to-one, who's now in my Unstuck community, but she was trying to end with an assortment of clients who'd had various contracts with her, and which was trying to do the right thing and get them to book their final sessions. And so this was something that we were working through, and she emailed and she emailed and she emailed. And after, I forget the exact details now, but after I think like the third attempt of emailing to say, you need to book this final session, and giving a time limit on when it was due, it's okay then to just kind of step back, because there's only so much you can do, right? Because if a client is ghosting you and you have communicated very clearly what the terms are, you're stopping this, you know, it's like sometimes everybody just walks away and forgets about it, you know? I know when I had my Marketing Megastars program, which was pretty cool. You know, it was an online course and community of sorts, Facebook community. And I can't long remember how long I ran that for, maybe 2 years. It was a COVID thing that I built. And I decided that I didn't want to do it because, as I've said on previous podcast episodes, it was largely a passive thing. And that bores me to tears, right? Listen to the episode about episode 150 about how to counteract boredom in your business. And I'll talk a bit more about that, about the passiveness and hands-off thing, how bored. So I didn't want to do it anymore. And it wasn't that the people within the program, I had outgrown them. I definitely outgrown the model, right? Just didn't want to do it. It was boring. Even though it was incredibly useful and incredibly valuable, and some of the lessons in that are within my Unstuck community now, are things that we talk about, because it was great. It was great in that regard. However, I didn't want to do it anymore. So I gave, and I forget now, but at least 6 months' notice that it would be closing at the end of the year. I forget how long. So that, because it was a lifetime access thing, so, you know, I needed to make sure that people had lifetime access, right, is as long as the thing goes for. It's not until I die. I think it's universally accepted as being, you know, once you're in until it doesn't exist anymore. So I, the last year or so, I think nobody joined this, but I gave the notice to say that it's going to be closing. And it was fine. And a couple of people replied and most didn't. And that's the way that you expect it to be often with online courses, because there's, I forget the percentages, but it's something like 12% of people will complete an online program. And that's another reason I don't really like doing them, because I like the interaction. I like to know what people are thinking and what they need support with. So, you know, that's pivoting, and that's perfectly okay. Abandoning would just be to suddenly shut it down without telling anybody, right? That's just kind of not cool. And really it is about realignment, not rejecting people. Yeah, there's a big difference. So how do you really kind of come up, how do you decide that it's time to evolve? What are your things to look out for? I would say that one of the key things is that your marketing, as in your website, the stuff you put out on social media, the way you talk about things, not actually really aligned with what you know is going on in your head or what you actually deliver, yeah? And I certainly had that with my Unstuck community. It's been rebranded for two, three months or something now. Was called Confidence to Grow for the first year or so. And that was great to start with, but it soon became clear to me that it did not reflect what it was. So I rebranded it, right? But it took about 6 months for me to come to the realization of what was not right with it. And I knew that the way I was talking about it didn't really reflect what everybody was saying in the community. And the fact even that it was really had developed into this incredible community, super supportive community. So I knew there was a disconnect between my marketing and what actually happened. So something needs to evolve. Right. And another thing to look out for is if you're attracting people that you're no longer excited to work with. And that's a really hard one. That is a really hard one. And I'm fortunate that really that's been quite rare for me in my entire 14 years in business. Whether my marketing is off or whether my program is off or whatever, the people who come to me are generally speaking the people that I like working with, whether short term or whether, you know, really, really long term. They always seem to be a good fit. And I guess that's because I project something whether it matches with the stuff, you know, the actual like proper marketing or not. What I project seems to always work. And that's not a great marketing strategy there, just saying. But, you know, whatever. What else about when it's time to involve? Oh, yeah. You often find yourself fantasizing about a different kind of work or a different structure. And this is something that I do with my clients right at the beginning. And also we revisit regularly. It's, you know, your foundations in business. So what do you believe in? What are you passionate about? What do you really want? How do you want your day to look? What do you care about? What don't you care about? All of these things, right? So if you close your eyes and think about your absolute dream business and your absolute dream day, what pops into your head? And it might well not be what you're doing now or how you're doing it, importantly. And so that's a clear sign that something needs to change. Yeah. But what integrity looks like is that you make these changes and you follow your conviction and you have honest conversations with the people that you need to, with these clients, and say, this has got to change. This is how it's going to change. I want to do this with you. Are you in? And they might say yes and they might say no, but that's okay, right? The important thing is the integrity that you do it. There's a few kind of ways that you can talk to people about that. And you can say things like, I've really loved working with you, but the way that I'm working is evolving and changing. You might have noticed. Here's what that's going to look like going forward. Are you in? You probably have a longer conversation than that, you know. Or I'm shifting to a new focus. I want to put this at the core of what I do. And I wanted to let you know that that's coming. And so we can talk about how that works for us. You know, these are just honest ways of presenting yourself. And this is about you doing your best work. It's not about leaving people behind. So honesty and integrity will absolutely win the day here. And this is, you know, businesses need to change, right? You are allowed to change. Absolutely. Here is your permission. You are allowed to change. And that's how businesses stay alive. And that's how you stay interested and you stay passionate and you stay as part of your own team, you know, rather than like, oh my God, I've had enough of this. But when you feel stuck, if and when you feel stuck, it's often a sign that your business needs to evolve to match you, right? Particularly when you're a solo business owner. It's got to be right for you. It doesn't make you indecisive or flaky or disloyal or selfish or whatever you might be telling yourself. The voices in your head are saying, none of that is true, right? This is a natural evolution of business and you need to allow it to happen. It's different to trying to plug a gap by creating something. We're talking about something much more deeper inside you here, a real feeling that it needs to change rather than, oh, what can I create now? Or, oh my God, I need to make some money. Let me just quickly put together some kind of download course thing. That's a whole different thing that we cover in a different episode, right? This is about just knowing that fundamentally your business needs to shift two steps to the left. Yeah. And I would say in terms of your clients and being concerned about your clients and, I don't know, having your business as a whole, you know, having a kind of, you've promised something to your followers on social media that you talk about this. And it's okay to just shift that because I think it's the most loyal thing to do, to respect the people who are connected to you, be they clients, be they followers, be they email readers, whatever, be they podcast listeners, YouTube watchers, whatever. It's the most loyal thing you can do to yourself, to your clients and followers, and to your mission to stay true to what it is that you really want, even if that is different and, you know, two steps to the left, two steps to the right, whatever, backwards, forwards, from what you were doing a couple of years ago. It's all okay. And this isn't necessarily about a crazy, wild, total pivot. It might just be a shift change, like me going from one-to-one to group and Confidence to Grow, becoming the Unstuck community. And this podcast was Life in Business, and now it's the Unstuck podcast because it's all better aligned to what I actually care about and what I've realized I actually help people with. You know, it's about you getting better at knowing yourself and knowing what you do as well. And your slant on your particular take on something is invaluable, because that's one of the things that people buy. Never be afraid to talk passionately about the minutiae, right? This is the stuff that people connect to. This is the stuff that people hook onto. And it's a reason that people will come to you and will buy from you. And, you know, God knows we all need those reasons, right? Because business isn't as easy as it was. It's a lot more competitive, particularly in the online world. And the world is a weird place at the moment. Let's not shy away from that. So, you know, if you feel like you've outgrown your clients, look at everything that I've said today, and if it is actually that you've outgrown your clients, or that it's out that it is that you've outgrown the services that you offer, and maybe you take your clients on the journey with you. And if it is the clients that you've outgrown, find a way to signpost them to somebody who is able to support them on the next stage of their journey, because your clients will thank you for that. They will be more appreciative of you. They will think more highly of you for that. And you know you will have acted in integrity. And that is a massive confidence boost and certainly helps you sleep well at night, which, you know, is an important thing, right? Oh, okay. Thank you for joining me today on the Unstuck podcast. As ever, please message me on social media. I'm Libby Langley on all of the social media channels. Find me, message me, tell me what's come up for you in today's episode. And also tell me where you listen to this, because I do always like that when I get the when I get the messages and the screenshots of where you've listened. So always makes me chuckle. I go on some interesting adventures in your ears. Let's just say that. And in your face if you're watching on YouTube. All right. Lots of love. And I'll see you next week on another episode of the Unstuck podcast. Ta-ra! Thanks for listening to Unstuck. Make sure you follow or subscribe so you never miss an episode. If you enjoyed today's show, I'd love it if you left a review. It really helps more solo business owners find the podcast and reminds them they're not alone. Want to chat about this episode or suggest a future topic? You'll find me on Instagram at Libby Langley. See you next week.